Hachette Audio presents What's Mine and Yours, a novel. Written by Naima Koster. Read by Bonnie Turpin. For J and E. Chapter 1. October 1992. A city in the Piedmont of North Carolina. The street was dark when Ray pulled up behind the bakery. The birds sang wild in the trees, the only things astir so early in the morning, the sky a deep and cloudless blue. His little boy, G, was asleep in the back seat, neat in his school clothes and fogging up the window with his breath. Ray lifted him out quietly, the keys to the shop jangling in his free hand. They walked around to the front, and the boy was already drooling on him, on his pressed collared shirt, red and pink plaid.
"My good luck charm,"
Ray whispered as he unlocked the gate, holding the boy close. Superfine stood near the corner of Beard Street, about a mile north of the city square. A neon sign hung out front, the window boxes planted with yellow mums. This part of town used to be where people would fuel up before driving out of the city, or if they were passing through downtown. There was a garage at the end of the block and a gas station where you could pay only in cash. Otherwise, the neighborhood was empty lots, one-story houses.